All right, fuck it. We're gonna rant about it. I'm fucking at my wit's end. I'm disgusted. I'm angry. I cannot make you sad for the state of the world at this point, in the state of the states. I mean, let's be honest. You elect a convicted felon, lifelong criminal bullying, pussy grabbing, sexual assaulting, white supremacist, racist as fuck, dumbass, dipshit, wannabe dictator who then starts a death cult. Well, deaths are gonna fucking happen. They don't call it a death cult because everybody's getting together and like having Fudgy the Whale Carvel ice cream fucking cakes and celebrating positive things. It is a death cult. People have been deathed. Before January 6th, after January 6th. And if you are a member of that death cult, well then, I don't know, maybe you just might die a death. Not that it's deserved or right or justified or rational. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to rationalize. I don't fucking know. That's why I'm fucking screaming about it. Because I don't understand the absolute backlash about everybody blaming the fucking woke liberal left and the far fucking right. And when is it ever going to be enough? If Sandy Hook was not enough, it will never, ever be enough. If you can rationalize away, ignore away the death, murder, slaughter of innocent little kids, you're fucked. You're fucked, and you create an environment that condones and is complicit in that kind of fucking behavior. Explain to me how you're not. Make it make sense. Even gun owners, all they're fucking asking for is sensible fucking gun control. And yet, here we are after a guy who said out of his own fucking mouth that a few people will become victims of gun violence every year. And that's unfortunate, but okay. So that we can have the Second Amendment, became a victim of his own discourse. If you are... he's open for debates. He wants to talk to everybody. He's open to having... Charlie Kirk was a white supremacist conspiracy theorist hate spewer. And no but Israel bullshit. Friend of Israel. They're not a friend of Israel. Yeah, Donald Trump's a friend of Israel. Sorry, Mom. I said his name. I know I'm not supposed to do that. He is not a friend of anyone. He is a friend of his own fucking bank account. And if you can't get beyond that, you're part of the fucking problem. But Israel, he's a friend of Zionists, a Zionist at heart, protected. Bullshit. But when it's convenient for them, they protect Israel. Hamas is bad. You should be able to say the terrorists who attempted another genocide are the bad fucking guys. Why is that so fucking hard? You get a fucking medal for that? You get a participation trophy for supporting Israel as an ally? Fuck out of here. And all these like but Israel Jews, shouldn't be thinking this way. My soul is fucking confused as fuck. Because the same guy who again asked his millions and millions of followers in the death cult to come up with the bail money for the beast that beat the shit out of Paul Pelosi. Okay? that's where we're at, justifying that, that's insane. The guy who rolls with the 9/11 truther, Hassan Piker, especially today on 9/11, was going to be the next guest on his college tour. Because some people don't deserve the airspace. And I'm not talking about living airspace. I'm talking about the space to spew their vile propagandist conspiracy theorist bullshit. What are you debating? You're debating an asshole who's anti-American. You're debating an asshole who is anti-facts, anti-truth. This is the fucking problem. You're not a martyr. You're not a martyr. Because some wacko lunatic who, by the way, is still running the fuck around because the Bing Bong Barnum and Bailey circus of a FBI couldn't catch their own fucking tail has no fucking idea what they're doing. They're firing the people with the experience and they're hiring the people licking the boots of the bullshitter. So come the fuck on. Come on. What are we doing? What have we done? What have we become? These are the questions I'm asking. I'm honestly asking. Because what happens is, when you ask all of these people posting, friend of Israel, and Charlie Kirk was a staunch supporter and friend of the Jews, and all of a sudden you ask them, who on the list are the few that get sacrificed every year so that we can have gun control? All of a sudden it's fucking crickets. Fucking literally, you can hear the whistling of the wind. So, where do you begin? You can sit there and say these hateful, baseless, factless, fucked up things, and you can't, because apparently we used to have this thing called free fucking speech in this country. Now, it's not so fucking free. And you really gotta watch what you speak. Because if the ding-dong dipshit dictator doesn't like what you say, he threatens you and bullies you because that's his way. Just like he did with the USTA. And now we're rhyming the podcast away. But again, threatening, bullying. You want to fly the flag at half-staff? Where were all of these people when the congresswoman and her husband and her dog got shot at point-blank range by some lunatic who came to their house? Where were all these people when the judge, her son, who answered the door instead of her, got shot in the face? These are the people that were calling for Paul Pelosi's attacker to be released on bail. The receipts are there. You don't have to believe me. Go Google the shit. The interwebs never forget. The interwebs have the receipts. So my question, again, and everybody wants to tap dance, dilly-dally, circumvent the answer. Who was Charlie Kirk okay with sacrificing? Who were the few? And don't say, oh, that's hypothetical. It's not hypothetical. The dude sat there and said, it's okay. It's okay? So okay? Clearly, then that makes it okay with what happened to you. Is that not how that works? How do you A squared plus B squared equals C squared that? How do you square that circle? How do you make that make any sense? How is it not you reap what you sow? How is it not, this is what you know, this is what you knew to be true, and that was part of the hate that you spewed? I am so sick. First of all, this site has become a cesspool of shit. It used to be about taking pictures and posting them in real time and sharing photography. And social media is now, and here we are, so fucking toxic and so damaging, because it is so easy to spread misinformation when the makers of the site perpetuate it, allow it, push it, algorithm it to get in front of everybody. It's not shocking that this shit happens. And just wait till we find out who the shooter is or was. I mean, who's really responsible? Who's going to be accountable? The gun lobby, who still continues to make billions of dollars and won't do a fucking thing to make this stop? While people were reporting on Charlie Kirk's assassination, there was another school shooting happening in real time. Just understand that. Like, how fucked up is that? Only in America, while reporting on a political assassination, is another shooting taking place at the same time in a different part of the country. Can we just not acknowledge that we have a fucking gun problem? Can we not acknowledge that it's the fucking guns? If there weren't the guns, you could say whatever the fuck you want, wherever the fuck you want, without fear of having your head blown off. Gabby Giffords was shopping. She was shot in a parking lot of a supermarket. Where was the outrage from the gun lobby on that? Everybody wants to stand and applaud her amazing, remarkable recovery. She should never be recovering enough. She should have never got shot. Fuck. Don't even like, oh, but yes, no one deserves to die. And this is all wrong. This is this whole all lives matter shit. What? Yes, obviously. But why does that need to be the underlying issue? All lives matter. But you know, the guy that was saying that a few lives sacrificed every year is worth it, all of a sudden, it's not worth it anymore? So are we done sacrificing people? Is the gun lobby going to say, okay, we're fucking done? Is the dipshit in the plantation White House going to say, enough? No, they're going to say more fucking guns, and they're going to use it as an excuse to put more federal troops in more cities, because they think that all they want are Americans clearly shooting at other Americans. And I am pretty sure that is not what the majority of our military signed up for. And I will once again say that this would be a different fucking country if we had mandatory military service like Israel. Because when you have to put your family or your life or your friends or your loved ones' lives on the line to protect the country, you may feel a little bit different about the guns that people are able to carry on the fucking street. And by the way, Utah had changed their gun carrying laws to open carry in fucking public. And I'm not saying it's better than discreet carry or whatever, concealed carry. And New York has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. It's hard for retired cops to conceal carry if they're working, you know, security jobs. You can't just come into New York City, you know, with a gun. And I know there's plenty of ghost guns, and I know there's guns. I'm not talking about all that shit. I'm talking about legal carrying of a firearm. Good luck. But this is a hell of a distraction from the Epstein files, sadly. And I'm not saying this was staged or this was unlike that other asshole's attempt. Because that crock of shit show cost somebody their life. and not the guy that they were aiming for, or not aiming for, or grazing. It's fucking insane at this point. And I just don't get it. I'm fucking tired. And at some point you just got to put the fucking phone down and walk away. Because you can't let that suck up and destroy your whole fucking day. You walk outside. Are you going to get on a bus where people sit there and do nothing while some fucking psychopath is stabbing you and they watch you bleed out? What is wrong with people? How the fuck do you do that? You want to talk about soulless people who've lost their humanity. And yeah, they were scared of what he would do. You overpower, so there were plenty of people on that fucking bus. I mean, what a sad state of the world we're in. What just fucking sad that this is where we're at. Like, we learn nothing. Just keep school shooting after school shooting. Why not brainwash an entire generation of kids to think that the terrorists are the people that you should be supporting? How do you even wrap your head around that? The fact that a Nepo baby terrorist tool is literally leading the race for the mayor of the city with the biggest Jewish population outside of Israel. He is an absolute, abject, anti-Semitic, global jihadi, intifadi-wanting wanker. And it's a sham. And every capo Jew goes boom in his global intifada too. That's okay. Why are all of these things that are so clearly unconscionable becoming the norm? It just makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense. And it's not this, oh, you have to be the light and you have to be the bigger person. And I'm a big enough fucking person as it is. And that I'm not out here trying to take away guns from transgender Americans. I'm not out here trying to take away health care from Americans. I'm not out here spewing anti-vax bullshit propaganda, scienceless, factless, baseless bunkery that is going to get people killed. It is a clown show with fucking consequences. And I didn't buy a ticket to this circus. I voted for the black lady who can laugh a lot. I might not have agreed with all of her policies, but I know we wouldn't have been in this fucked up position. Because there would be people who knew their job and their job responsibilities in the jobs that they were in. There wouldn't be people fucking walking off the job being applauded as they left because they were standing on the right side of fucking history. And again, yes, Charlie Kirk has a wife and two young kids. Maybe he should have thought about that before he said that it was okay to sacrifice some people. You can't make that make sense. That's all I'm saying. You know, it's all like, be careful what you wish for, or be careful what you speak about. Well, be fucking careful. It makes no sense. You can't make it make any sense. I mean, it makes sense because that's what he said was going to happen. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe you do know. I don't fucking know. I don't know if I even want to know at this point. I don't know how we get out of this shit. I don't know how we have another free and fair election. I don't know. I want to go back to the weekend where
the interwebs were the best place to be because we all thought the same thing was about to happen. And who sits around and wants that? We're at a point where we're sitting around waiting for someone to kick it so that we could try to get back to some sense of normalcy when there's an entire death cult of people behind that person also waiting because the guy who's third in line to that resolute desk in that tacky as fuck members only white supremacist racist country club of a plantation White House thinks he's fucking Moses? Come the fuck on. And Charlie Kirk was part of this. He was supported by it. He was funded by it with millions and millions of dollars. When people tell you it's a fucking death cult, don't be fucking surprised when people fucking die. Why? That's it. That's really it. And you can't make right of that. It's wrong. It's wrong. All wrong. We all need to get the fuck along. But no, everybody wants to take away everybody's rights. I want to control your body. What, these white Bible-thumping, bullshitting hypocrites want to take away all of your rights. No vaccines required. Good luck with the measles, the mumps, rubella, polio, typhoid, pertussis, diphtheria. You can't have an abortion. I don't care if you bleed out in the fucking parking lot. You come to me first. But wait, I'm sorry. I'm busy with my girlfriend that I'm cheating on the side with having an abortion in a private fucking clinic. Go fuck yourself. And sometimes you get fucked and somebody will fuck you. Fuck. Look at the people that are running the fucking country right now. The Supreme Court doesn't think there's a fucking constitutional crisis because they're the ones helping to fucking create it. Amy Coney, bumbling dipshit. Who is legitimately in a death cult? The fuck? Clarence Thomas getting paid and supported by Nazi fanboys. Brett Kavanaugh, beer drinking, shrieking, boys club, biatch. Fuck. Go down the fucking list. And then you have three Supreme Court justices that have to sit and be surrounded by that shit. I can't even imagine what that's like. I mean, you got Elena Kagan, Justice Sotomayor, Ketanji Brown Jackson probably in there ready to take their robes off and throw haymakers. Because this shit is beyond stupefying, jaw-droppingly shocking, stupid. How much more can you shake your damn head before your fucking head falls off or your eyeballs roll around to the other side? I don't know. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. Waiting for the list of people. Waiting for all of the right-wing, not woke progressive liberals. And by the way, I'm not so progressive and I'm not so fucking liberal. I'm, you know, but blame everybody. But the woke fucking liberals. There's plenty of right wing leaning, brain cell having people who want smart, sensible gun control if we're not going to get rid of the guns completely. But, you know, money and power corrupt completely. So here we are, having to be dragged along on this fucking ride where too many people have fucking died. Bring the fucking hostages home, destroy fucking Hamas, get some smart, sensible gun control. Get rid of the godforsaken group of batshit crazy racist Bible thumping bigots, and let's rebuild this fucking country better than it was before. I don't know how else to do that. You just vote, you show up, you speak out. You can be afraid, but you still need to show up, resist, speak up, stand up, stand out, do door knock, volunteer, do whatever it is you're comfortable doing, or else we're not getting out of this fucking mess. And it's gonna be worse off than we got it, and that's not how things are supposed to be left. I guess that's all. Is that enough? And just never forget, the bad guys crashed the planes into the towers on 9/11. The same bad guys that did October 7. And if you can't make that connection, then you're probably at one of those death cult Klan rallies. And you haven't listened this far anyway. So if you listen this far, thanks for listening. Let me know. The mic is always open. The reel is open. I mean, you want to have a chat and some discourse about this and that, drop a line in the DMs. Other than that, we made it another day. Baruch Hashem. It's almost Shabbat. Shalomi, homies. Thanks for listening. Peace and hair grease. Okay, thanks. Yalla, bye.